Welcome back to my channel, and today I'll be talking about interesting facts about 2 weeks notice by Buzz. So number one is, J. Cole was one of the first rappers to compliment Buzz lyrics. According to Mitchell Steinfeld, he states that, in a conversation with Vlad TV, Buzz said that J. Cole was one of the first rappers to compliment his lyrics. This is what he said on Vlad TV. It was dope cause Cole was the first person to be like, yo, you got your own style, which is the hardest thing to do. Buzz said, but I can't wait to see where you're gonna be in 6 months, where you're gonna be in a year, or like 2 years from now. And he saw that early. From my point of view, I believe this is one of the reasons why Buzz is signed to Dreamville Records. J. Cole saw his potential because Buzz has his own style, especially in terms of his rap music. He is different, which is why he released 2 weeks notice. Number two is, 2 weeks notice dropped in advance of Buzz album last winter. The track list. Number one, City of the Empire. Number two, We Made It. Number three, Move That Dough. Number four, Red Hot Car. Number five, The People. Number six, Happy. According to HotNewHipHop.com, it states that Buzz is officially giving you 2 weeks notice concerning his upcoming debut album last winter. From my point of view, 2 weeks notice is more like a warm-up to his album last winter. Buzz probably wanted his listeners to know how he gained success before he released last winter. Therefore, 2 weeks notice shows Buzz emergence in the rap game. Number three is, the project includes freestyles of various hits. According to HipHopWired.com, it states that Buzz's beats of choice were Pharrell's hits, Record Happy, Common's The People, Drake's We Made It, and Future's Move That Dough. They were all freestyles, probably because he was celebrating his success of being signed to Dreamville Records. In a nutshell, 2 weeks notice was released around 2014. This was definitely released 2 weeks before the release of his album